Wasa iduwasaku.
Ikha tuwasa klingik inakhi tli ish. Wa eko a. Wasa iduwasaku.
Klingik inakh shishan yu khatuwasaku. And may you please introduce yourself fully.
Ikha tuwasa klingik inakhi tli ish. Kha kwantan nakhetsiti. Kuchitaka ikha kuknuwu kwanakhsiti akhnake hiti. Akhishas kiksati kayuk kwan khsiti. Kachkan aak ka oahu kwandak. Akkan kiyan kanakadi. Deki na haida. Tsutkan zimsian. Irish, African American. Aku a English khsiti. Ta kitla juduwas aak akshawadi a. Kichkan kwan aku a. Metlakatla kwandak. Akhtil kuhas. Akhtakatlaneti. Ako a Filipino. Kayuk kwan Hawaiian city. Gunal chish. Ak edi sari.
Gunal chish. So, is there any type of music like you listen to or slash like?
I'm pretty much like all music. Aside from country. Sorry for all those who like country, but I don't like country. I mostly like traditional sounds. Like Tlingit, Haida, Simsian songs. And songs that represent a person's identity. Those are my favorite.
What about classical?
Yeah.
Okay.
I grew up on it and used to play it all the time.
You mean like where it's just instrumental, like Beethoven?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
I used to be in band middle school and high school. Even Todd and Cake.
I wish they did that when I was there. So then when you were about my age, what did you do?
Went to school.
Like anything else, like hobbies or?
No, I'm just teasing. I did band music because it was my escape from my other classes, actually. And my music teacher, he was a lot of help, and he helped me de-stress from classes that I wasn't the best at. So I was actually in pep band for all 4 years of high school and jazz band. The instruments I used to play started off playing tuba. And then I also started learning baritone, trombone, clarinet, majority of the wind instruments except for flute and piccolo. Those were like the worst. You get lightheaded after trying to play that instrument after 1 minute. But that's what I did. I also enjoyed hunting and fishing on my downtime.
So where are you originally from?
Huna and Kik. Those are places I grew up.
How was it?
Loved it.
What got you in the form line?
I seen Nathan Jackson, Wayne Price, and a lot of our family members from home were actually doing art, the carving, and I wanted to learn it, but didn't have the opportunity until I actually became an adult to actually do it. And now that I have the opportunity, I'm definitely taking full advantage of that. Because it's something that I really enjoy because it shares our history in just one image. Some other things that I used to enjoy doing in high school was wrestling. Definitely did that all 4 years of high school. And the reason I enjoyed it is because it allowed me to travel places and meet people.
Nice.
I tried basketball, but I wasn't very good at that.
Oh.
But I did enjoy it.
Do you, like, have any hobbies, like, today on your free time or?
Yeah. My wife and I, we have a dance group that we meet once a week. And it consists of 150-plus dancers as of today. And we teach song and dance to families. And within our dance group, we make sure everybody understands that there is a background check before they can come into our dance group. And what we pay attention to is the harsh backgrounds, like sexual assault, because we want that space to be as safe as possible for the kids and the mothers or anybody who has experienced that kind of trauma. So, yeah, that's what I enjoy on my downtime, along with hunting and fishing.
What are some obstacles that you overcame when you started to be a teacher?
I actually was a high school dropout. Not many folks know that there, only because it happened my senior year. And it impacted my life enough to where I did nothing but work. And knowing what kind of jobs I could do without a high school degree put a lot of limits on what I can apply for. My first obstacle was to receive my high school diploma or GED before my daughter was born. That was my first goal. And when I completed that, I happened to come across the principal, Vyakuski Dakahidi, who was actually looking for a Tlingit language teacher. And I had just enrolled into classes at the university after graduating with my GED. And one of my classes was Tlingit with Florence Shakely, who was actually the Tlingit language teacher at JDHS at Thunder Mountain. And when the principal at the time, Lori Scanling, heard that I was actually signed up for classes, she asked me to apply for the position at Yakuski Dakahidi. And part of the process was going into interview and doing kind of like this here, having the students asking all the questions, which to me was great because the students should be able to feel safe to ask questions because it's you're right. And I actually started working at Yakuski Dakahidi going on 16 years or over 16 years now. And ever since then, I've been going to college and actually now done with college years later. So my biggest obstacle was not having a degree and time.
How do you motivate a student when they're in a time of need?
I ask them how they're doing, if they feel safe, or if there's anything that I can do to help make sure that my courses stay interesting and up to date. Because as each generation comes and goes, so does the way of thinking. So for me, I try to keep an open communication with the students so that whenever we're working on something, you feel confident in that project.
What inspired you to be a frontline teacher?
An opportunity happened and I just jumped on it. And I wanted to learn and teach it by watching all the other artists in Southeast. And one of those perks of being a teacher is actually being able to invite those artists into class when they have time. And not only do you folks get the opportunity to learn from that individual, I'm learning right along with you. So my motivation is to keep on learning as much as possible.
What's the coolest project you've done with Formline?
Something that we're working on now, actually. And that's a big house screen for both Yada'at Katle and Thunder Mountain. For Yada'at Katle, it's going to be a surprise for you folks. Well, actually, they're both here. So Thunder Mountain and Yada'at Katle. So at the schools, you're going to have your mascot facing each other, almost like it's split into two, but technically it'll be two individual students. And around the border of that house screen will be formline faces that are facing inward. And coming up the center of that formline screen, or that screen, will be formline faces. And what that is, it's going to be a cycle of students that are going through the schools and hopefully attending the art class. That's what I'm really excited about, because we should be done within 2 months. And another part of that, there's going to have cedar rope around that house screen, where it's going to be like the threads of the education that they receive from the school is what's going to ground them. And on either side of that house screen, we just received a donation of logs. So we're also going to be carving totem poles that'll be standing on either side of the house screens. So that is one of the major projects that I'm really excited about.
How old were you when you knew this is what you wanted to do for a career?
I was old. Wasn't until I actually got the invite to apply as a teacher for Yakusuke Takahide. When I got that invitation, I knew that's what I wanted to do. I can't see myself doing anything else, because not, at least not right now, because this is what I really enjoy. Because being able to communicate with the students in my classrooms and hearing the students' inputs on projects that we get to do or language activities that we get to be part of is exciting, because the product in the end is, it's not me. It's what all the students put into it.
What did you do before you were a teacher?
I was a logger. I did that for 5 years. And I did that down in Cake and Hona.
How would you handle a difficult student?
I would ask them if they need time to be able to calm down, because being able to process what they're going through and the words that they need to say is important. And if I can hear their thoughts in full without them getting frustrated is important, because I do want them to be heard. What they have to say is important. And what all of you have to say is important to me.
Has Farmline ever helped you with a difficult time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anytime that I feel stressed out, and it's art therapy to me. When I get to sit down and I get to draw a design, that's the one thing I get to control in that moment, is how I put that pencil to the paper.
That is it for the interview. Thank you for your time.
Gunnar Cheesh. Stick at your hand.